Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of the mitznefes and the mikvahs. In the previous shiur, we asked a number of questions, and now we will continue, and then we will start the mahalach to answer the questions. Again, based on the Torah, more Rabbi Gornigal Dreitzuk, Man Zatzal. Kemavur kan betoisvis in Sukkot Daf Hei, the Riva writes that the difference between the mikvahs and the mitznefes is mitzad the tzitz. It's mitzad the tzitz. That the tzitz ensures that the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol will be smaller than the mikvahs, because on the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz and it takes up space. So we see from this that mitzad etzem habeged, there's no nafkamina, that this is called a mitznefes and it's small, and this is called a mikvahs and it's big. Mitzad etzem habeged, there's no difference. And the fact that one is big and one is small doesn't really change matters according to the Riva, because the Riva says that the whole difference is just mitzad the tzitz. Mitzad the etzem habeged, there's no difference. It's only mitzad the tzitz. But the etzem habeged is the same, just the tzitz ensures that one is smaller. And we also see this idea that mitzad etzem habeged, they're one and the same, from the kash of Tosis in our sugya, that in Yom Kippur, where there's no tzitz, why does it say mitznefes b'kohen gadol? So if it was a din atzmi that the mitznefes is different than the mikvahs, of course it's the same mitznefes. So we see lehegia that there's no din mitzad the size of the hat. It's all because of the need for the tzitz. The Tosfos says that, all right, if it's just mitzad the tzitz, then why in Yom Kippur does he wear mitznefes? There's no tzitz. If that's true, that mitzad etzem habeged, it's one and the same, it's only smaller because of the tzitz. So it's tamua. How do we see from Tosfos, as we saw in the previous shir, that ladas hariva, tosin sukkah daf hei, psulim shel zeh, bazeh, that, as we spoke at length in the previous shir, we see from Tosfos that the tosin chulin, So now we're discussing Tosis in Sukkah Daf Hei. Tosis in Yuma Daf Yibeis and Beis says that they psul and shel zeh b'zeh. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear that of a Kohen Hedger and vice versa. But why would that be? How can you have a psul of Shuni B'gadim if mitzad etzem habeged, they're one and the same? Well, Chayra, the Rashash is correct. We saw the Rashash who said that it's not makif b'di'evet that the mitznebras and mitznitzitz, the mikvahs and the mitznefes, you can, Kohen can wear the other type of hat and still be yotze. We also have to understand what it says in Tosis Yishanim in Yuma, the name of the Riva, that the mitznefes and the mikvahs are all one. Just the mitznefes is Barosh Kohen Gadol, v'chashuva yoiser, and it's more chashuv, as it says, tznif melucha, this hat of kingship. And he says, because the Kohen Gadol has its tzitz, and the Kohen Hedger doesn't have its tzitz, but that's hard to understand. If it's all mitzad the tzitz, what does this have to do with tznif tif'ara? How is it more mefor with a mitznefes ketana than a mitznefes gedola? It says, oh, it's a special tiferes, it's a special glory. How is it more of a glory because it's a smaller hat? And if it's one is more glorious than the other, one is more mefor than the other, mitzef is more mefor, so it's exeris hakasuv, that a Kohen Gadol needs this type of hat, and a Kohen Hedger needs this type of hat. So why does the Riva say it's all tolerated in the tzitz? It's not about the tzitz. The Tzitz is just a time of the Kra. The Tzitz is just what makes one bigger and one smaller. But Be'etzem, they're one and the same. But that doesn't seem to make sense, because you can't say they're one and the same. Because it says here in the Tosas Yeshanim that even though they're one and the same, but the Tznif is more of a glory. It's more chashuv. If it's more chashuv Be'etzem, then what does that have to do with the Tzitz? What is he bringing in the Tzitz for? The Tzitz is just a side thing that makes one bigger and one smaller, the head of the Kohen Gadol smaller. That's not the essence. The essence is that the head of the Kohen Gadol is more chashuv. So why is it telling you, what is he bringing in the Tzitz for? And what does he mean that they're one? They're not one. They're two separate things. What the Kohen Gadol is wearing is more mefor than what the Kohen Hedjot is wearing. So this Tosis Yishanim is Kula Miksha Achas, very hard to understand. Is it one or is it not one? If it's one, then the Mitznefes isn't more glorious. And what are you bringing the Tzitz for? If the point is that the head of the Kohen Gadol is more glorious, then what is... The Tzitz is just a side thing that makes one bigger and one smaller, but that's not talking about the Etzem HaBeged. So we have completed our series of kashas. Last year was close to 25 minutes, if I remember correctly, and now we have another close to 7 minutes. That's over a half hour of kashas, and that's a lot of difficulties that we're dealing with over here. And now we're going to begin the Mahalach. So far in for the Alekashis, Emirza Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, Hodu L'Hashem, Ki Tov, Ki L'Olam Chasdo. The Chamban writes in Parshas Tzitzaveh, that it says there, V'yasiso Bigdei Kodesh, Le'aharoin Ochicho, L'chovod U'l'sifores, you should make holy clothing for Aaron and his brothers for glory, for honor and for glory. This means that it should be nechbad u'mefoyar b'malbushim nechbadim u'mefoyorim. That he should be honored and glorified with glorious and honorable clothing. Moshe Omar HaKosuv v'shteitin pasuk kechoson yechahein pe'er ki eile habegodim levushei malchusheim. Like a choson he will... The Kohen will dress with glory, serve with glory. Because these begodim are levushei malchus, kidmusan yilbishu hamalachim bizman haTorah. Like these clothing the kings would wear at the time of the giving of the Torah. These are kingly clothing, the priest's clothing, the Kohen's clothing. Ayin sham be'arichus b'divrei HaRamban. So according to this, it would appear that the Tznif Melucha that we have in the Mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol is the very fact that it is small in order to make room for the Tzitz. And there is expressed selikt Dalton, as they say in Spanish, ubazem unach hatif eres shelavush malchus. There you have the glory of the kingly clothing that's emphasized in the Bigdei Kohen Gadol Dafka, which is not like the Kohen Hedyot, who doesn't wear a mitznefes. That's the hedgesh, that's the emphasis on the levush malchus. Quoting the Ramban. And that's what the Malachim wear. These are Labush Malchus. These are kingly clothing. So the Tznif Melucha that we said that the Kohen Gadol has in his Mitznefes, this wrapping of kingship, is because it's small in order to make room for the Tzitz. And there is the expression of the glory of the Levush Malchus that's emphasized in the Big Day Kohen Gadol Dafka, which is not like the Kohen Hedyot, who is not wearing a mitznefes, because the special Tiferes is with the Arba Begadim. Tifarto HaMiuchedet of the Kohen Gadol is with the Dalid Begadim HaMiuchadim Etzloi. That the special glory is with his, I mean, on Yom Kippur he's wearing Arba Begadim, but the rest of the year he's wearing Shmoneh Begadim. And one of these Shmoneh Begadim is the Tzitz. And therefore, the Mitznefes also has this Tiferes that there is in the wearing of the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, since it is Munach Babe'atzma. It is encapsulated in itself that it is the mitznefes, it is the hat of a man who's wearing the tzitz with the mitznefes. In other words, the idea is that the glory of the mitznefes is that it's a mitznefes with the tzitz. And therefore the Riva was correct when he said mitzad echod, that the mitznefes and the mikbas hakol echod, it's really one. Because mitzad, the etzem hakova, the very hat itself, they're one. And the different sizes don't make them into two different categories, don't classify them into two different categories. But mitzad sheni, the toisefes, that there is in the mitznefes, al yidei ois hatif ora sheba, vehe yoisa koiva im tzitz, harei mashvelo lebeged acher, the addition that we have in the mitznefes through this sign of glory that is in it, because it is a hat with a tzitz, that's what makes it a beged acher mitzad, the etzem ha-beged, it's one. But because of the tzitz, in concert, in partnership with the tzitz, it is two, it is now, this mitznefes is now a separate, more chashuv, more glorious beged. And therefore, there is a psul of mikbas, as we spoke out in the previous shir, according to Tosis, there is a psul in the mikbas of the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol tries to wear mikbas, it's pasul. Kamavur b'taisvus kan b'meseches sukkah or b'meseches yuman yibayz on the bays, like we saw, we spoke out in the previous shir. And also, there is a psul mitznefes b'koyin hedyot, because there is an ois, there is this sign of chshivus, of nechbadus, of tiferes, of glory, of importance, of distinction in this mitznefes that does not apply, that is not relevant to the kohen hediot, and therefore he cannot wear it. But the difference is not in the hat itself, but rather in the additional meaning of the mitznefes with the tzitz, but not in the kova itself. And we see this according to what it says in the Haggadot, Boruch Tam, and the Turei Even, and Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yud Zayin Omed Aleph, that the Shlo Hoyo Hatzitz Mechaper, Elohim Kein Hoyo Im Ve'ala Mitznefes, the Tzitz wouldn't be Mechaper unless it was together and on top of the Mitznefes. And in the Haggadot of Yeruchim Fishel Perla, he writes, Shekakosuv B'mechilta Parshas Boy, Ayin Sham. And if so, it is not just a kesher shcheini, it is not just neighborly relations between the mitznefes and the tzitz, but rather there was an inherent connection between them, because the tzitz is talui in the mitznefes. And therefore, there is a chalois on the shem mitznefes, it's shaychus together with the tzitz. They are partners in creating this glorious clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And we see this mavur in Mashkos of Parshas Tetzave 29:6. Vitzamta mitznefes al roishoy venosata es nezer hakodesh ala mitznefes. You should put the mitznefes on your head, and you should put the holy nezer, this holy crown, on the mitznefes. So here the tzitz is defined as a nezer hakodesh, unlike it says in the parashas tzitz itself, where it only says tzitz. But punkt here, it says nezer hakodesh. In parashas Pekudei 39:30, it says ve'asu es tzitz nezer hakodesh. So first, it's only called the tzitz. Now in Tetzaveh, it's called, when it talks about the mitznefes, it's called Nezer HaKodesh. And in Pekudei, it says Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh. But here, it's only called Nezer HaKodesh. Maishna. Maishna. So based on what we said, we understand. Here, the Pasuk is talking about the mitznefes. And on that, it says, Bekuf Inyan HaMitznefes, to put the Nezer HaKodesh on the mitznefes. In other words, the mitznefes itself has a relevance, a connection, a linkage with the Nezer HaKodesh, which primarily is defining the tzitz as a crown, which is an idea, a concept of glory and of kingship. And that is what the mitznefes is all about. So therefore, you need a mitznefes that goes together with, that's worn together with, the Nezer HaKodesh. And through that, the Mitznefes also has shaychus to the Nezer and the Tefar. And therefore, it was emphasized dafka by the Mitznefes. Nezer HaKodesh. What's the Nezer HaKodesh? It's a crown. It's a holy crown, because that's what here that we're trying, when the Mitznefes is together with the tzitz, it turns into a holy crown. So therefore, there's an emphasis here, not on the word tzitz, not on the tzitz itself. Here we're talking about the Mitznefes. And the point of the mitznefes is that it should go together with this Nezer HaKodesh, this crown. It only becomes crowning, it only becomes kingly, when he is wearing it together with the tzitz. Ulefizeh, that's Gevaldik. So now we see why earlier on it just says tzitz, and here it just says Nezer HaKodesh. And it doesn't even say tzitz, because that's not the point. We're trying to emphasize the kingship of the mitznefes. So according to this, we understand the answer to Tosfos Kasha. Why on Yom Kippur is it called a mitznefes if there's no tzitz? In other words, the whole vort of the mitznefes is because it's smaller, because it has to make room for the tzitz. So why on Yom Kippur, where there is no tzitz, is it still called a mitznefes? Because even though, according to the Riva, they are different begadim, the mitznefes and the tzitz are two different begadim. Nevertheless, since, as we explained, the difference takes effect because it is a hat for the tzitz. So on that, Tosfos asks very well that in Yom Kippur, where there is no tzitz, there should be no chalos shem mitznefes. The whole vort of the mitznefes is that it goes together with the tzitz. So then why is he wearing the mitznefes? And that Tosfos writes over here to answer, that maybe nevertheless it was smaller, like the mitznefes of all year, we can explain that this means that the tiferes in the mitznefes is not because of the time where it has its tzitz, but rather normally it is on the head of the Kohen Gadol that has on it its tzitz. And therefore this glory is shaykh even on Yom Kippur, even though the Meiser right now is not wearing the tzitz, because sof, he is the Kohen Gadol, that normally he's wearing the tzitz. And because of this, it's a gzeiras hakosuf, where when he's wearing the dalet begodim, that his hat should be the hat of the mitznefes and not mikbas, which has no inyan of tznif melucha. The mitznefes is inyan of tznif melucha normally. So it applies even on Yom Kippur, even though befoal, he is not wearing the tzitz. And with this, we can also answer the Kasha of Tosfos. who says if it's really two different begadim, then why don't we make a distinction between them in the Ein Beins? Why do we only say the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjot's begadim are the is the Avnate? Why don't we also say the hat? Kohen Gadol is wearing a mitznefes on Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Hedjot wears a mikbas. So you see that there's another difference between the begadim of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the begadim of the Kohen Hedjot. And the answer is because the Etzem HaBeged is really one and the same. The Mitznefes and the Mikbas are considered the same essential Beged. Inherently, it's one and the same. And the only difference is when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, it becomes a Beged Malchus Mitzad Tzitz. When we say the Ein Beins, we're talking about the Beged itself, not as it relates to other Begadim. Therefore, we can't say that the difference between Mitznefes and a Mikbas, because in the Shem Beged Mitzad Atzmo, it's one. So we're talking about the Begadim themselves. There's no Chiluk. The only Chiluk is in the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedjot. One has Kalayim, one doesn't have Kalayim. That's what Tosfos says. Idi v'idi min echod. They're both one min. It's one category. One's bigger and one's smaller. And therefore, it's not enumerated in those that are in the differences. Because we're talking about the Etzem HaBeged, when you look at the Mitznefes in the context of the Tzitz, then in a Chinami it is different. If that's not what we're talking about in the Ein Beins, we're talking about the Begadim, we're talking about the Begadim Mitzad Atzman, not in the context of other Begadim, and therefore we do not enumerate this difference. So there is still more to talk about. And the Mirtz Hashem, hopefully in the next year, we will see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem, but we have the Yisoid HaDvarim, and hopefully we will continue and see more. Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Lina there. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom.